Hulu.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Okay, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. You were listening to Soul Sandwich.
That's right. Yeah. And I know it's been a while since we've been live and direct to the people, but you know what? Like, finally, Ola and I are...
We back.
And we're unshackled.
How many weeks has it been? Like, 2 weeks?
It's been a while since we live, yeah. I think it's been more than 2 weeks, yo.
Yeah. Well, we do our show every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, it makes
sense.
So
that's what I mean. It's been a minute. And we also have two guests in the studio, a.k.a. regular man on the show, John Woodside.
Hey, good to be here again, as always.
As always.
Yeah, as always.
Making it, pretty multicultural. And we also have, to fulfill the diversity quota, we also have
Whoa. It's like tokenization.
Hey, you know, like, this is like Canadian demographics right here. We got, you know, we're just missing an Asian folk and then we'd be perfect. But we got Megan Devlin, fellow journalist with me in the building. So say what's up, Megan.
Hello.
This is your first time on the show.
That was quite the introduction.
Yeah, you need to kind of introduce yourself.
How do you follow that up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think I, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I threw you on the fire, on the spit right there. But, you know, that's just how we do on Soul Sandwich. We just get with it, get right into it. And
get right with it.
You know, we're not going to do anything that these kids might be doing today. We're not going to do anything related to this greenery, this green epidemic that's taking and ravaging the nation and even the halls of government.
Break this down for me.
Shaking my head.
Break this down for me. What's going on?
We are not going to play anything 420 related.
Well, what does 420 mean? I have no idea what that means. What is that?
For some, it's Hitler's birthday. For others, it is the day of... celebrating ganja and all its goodness.
Interesting.
But, I mean, Ola, you actually designed this playlist today.
Designed? That sounds very
You curated it.
I literally just, like, pulled out every single thing I was listening to recently and just dropped it here. So it's more of just, like, a monster mash of some sort deliberately curated.
We're gonna play like the Monster Mash.
The bangers. No. That's what the Monster Mash really means. It's just the bangers. I mean, we're gonna be playing the equivalent of that in bangers. You know,
nice.
Like what the Monster Mash is for Halloween. This playlist is now gonna be for 420, and it's totally non-weed related. So
right.
We
so
know
the,
we.
The kids are gonna be listening to it. The kids, the adults, whoever, they're gonna be listening to this playlist. And it's going to hit them, and they're going to be like, damn, what are they going to say? Like, damn,
I don't want to. I don't even need
in.
To do drugs anymore.
Yeah.
If they were doing drugs.
Yeah.
This is hypothetical. Just thinking about it.
Very hypothetical.
So say they're doing some drugs. And then they're like, I'm going to retire this? Like, this
playlist because,
was so good?
Because they'll get the thrill from this list.
Huh.
There's some dope tracks here is all I'm trying to say. And the dopeness will come through sonic waves instead of in any other, you know, physical way. So that's how we do it today.
Flip side, though, like maybe there's going to be some sober people out there who are like, damn, this playlist is good.
Like, we're not holding ourselves responsible for those people. They made their decisions sober, and that is their problem.
It's true. They did.
that's not on us.
Yeah.
But point being, this is going to be a pretty awesome playlist. Looking it over with Ola, I'm excited to be sharing it with y'all. And, you know, like, off the top, Ola, what do you got for the people to intro the show today?
Heavy breathing. Okay, so I got like a few artists I really, really like. I think we have BBNG up here. Bad, Bad, Not Good. We play them all the time. We need to get royalties or something because of that. Sid the Kid did her album. There's a bunch of songs. There's one song for her. Daniel Caesar. BJ,
Canadian
the
hero,
kid.
Really, nowadays. Yes, he's killing it.
Daniel Caesar. Yes, he's there with Kali Uchis on Get mm-hmm. You. And there's a bunch of other songs. Most, a lot of them are very, very romantic-y, croony singing songs. So, yeah, like...
You've been listening to a lot of this kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just lately. Just, like, just...
On my own. Is it because spring has sprung? No. Some love is in the air?
Spring has sprung. I'm wearing a lot of blue shirts. And what do you wear in spring? Shorts?
Megan, you actually were rocking like a proper like summer gear today. That's the thing. It's like, because on the beach today at Rec, it was awesome. I'm just
you went
saying,
to Rec
weather,
Beach?
Yeah, the weather was perfect.
The weather was perfect, and I think people wear florals in spring.
Oh, there we go. Florals. That's what I was going for. I was thinking of, like, stripes and, like...
I like how we're all
and, like,
idiots
paisley
who are like,
or something.
Oh, I don't know what people wear in
what
spring.
What do people wear in spring, man?
I seriously have no fashion sense. Like, I've
never experienced this season before. What do
Hawaiian
do?
Shirts? Is that a thing? I'll bring those out from my closet. deep, buried very deep. In the closet. It's like Mordor level of deep.
What? No. Okay, we're just going to go right into it. let me just say, content warning, we're going to have probably a bunch of songs that like have explicit content. And yeah, we're going to go right into it. We have Raven Lanae.
Yeah.
John knows about her a little bit. And I think she did some work with Mick Jenkins as well.
Oh, sick.
And yeah, she's pretty good. She has her EP called Midnight Moonlight, and the song is called Spice. So we'll start off with that. And, I mean, you know my password. So, like, we're just going to go right into it from there.
I am playlist starter, the fire starter.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Raven.
Gets ready for some Spice by Raven Lanae.
Flavors come take over. I can never say I treat you right. And you handle spice. Take me up, shake me up until the mix is right. I won't be nice. Nice, nice, nice. Ooh, baby, baby, never stay wrong. I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite. I'm your favorite song. Take me where I don't belong. Sweet, salty, spicy, sweet, sweet, salty. Sip me till I'm gone. I've heard your cry. I say come take over. I can never say I treat you nice. Can't treat you nice. Can't treat you nice. Look me in my eyes. Tell you I.
Let me tell you something.
sweet, sweet, salty. Sip me till I'm gone.
Okay, we're back. That was Spice by Raven Lene. Yeah, does anybody want to talk about how that made them feel?
Oh, man, I loved that track, man. It made me feel like summer and spring is here. Like, on a day like today, it was... It's like, this is the song that should be played at a beach while you're just chilling, you know, maybe playing some frisbee or volleyball. I don't know. You know, having a good time.
Yeah, it had really nice vibes like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
Megan, did you dig the track?
I felt just like the beach this afternoon.
Oh, nice. Does it feel like florals? No?
Did feel floral. Yeah, it felt like floral that floral prints. Stuff, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I disagree.
Oh, oh.
Okay. What is it?
Hot take.
I feel like florals is like you're just warming up to spring, whereas this was like definitely a summer song. Like you're already just so relaxed. Like I feel like florals sound really eager. Like you're so excited for warm weather. You just put flowers all over your body.
So what was this like then?
Yeah. Like summer. But like
okay, so what's that then?
Like
I felt very
like ripe fruit. Like fruit that's in season.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice way of putting it.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you convinced me.
Yeah, what fruit would it be?
A cantaloupe.
That's cantaloupe.
Oh, that's an interesting choice. Cantaloupe. You know what I miss from India? Papaya. Like, seriously good papaya.
We could put some papaya in
there. Oh, my God. Man, so
this cantaloupe and papaya bowl going, and then what else is in there?
Wait, you want to add something to it? It's all sandwich. We're about comparing music to food. I mean...
We need to get, like, a new song, like, I'm getting really hungry.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next one. Funny enough, this song is called Spice. Spice. No, that was terrible. But yeah, this is a very romantic song. Raven Lene, she's good. She, I think, collaborated with Mick Jenkins on The Healing Company as well. So
tight.
Yeah, like definitely check her out. She has some pretty good songs. We have her, or H-E-R, up next. Mm-hmm. She collaborated with like Drake on Jungle. And like I don't know if she's part of OVO Sound, but like I know that's like one of the first places I heard her from. And the song we have here is Pigment. She has like other songs. Check that out as well on her Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
Pigment. We'll try it out right now.
Cool. Yeah, let's hit it.
Things that I would do to you with just a couple seconds. I would color every moment, make it feel like it's forever. I'm coming over so you can start undressing. I'm giving you a chance to finally make a good impression on me. Yeah, on me. Make it feel like it's forever. Because it's clear I'm getting bigger. I know you visualize my figure. I was the one that made you look at your old girl and reconsider. You see me in that black dress on the first date, and now I'm causing frustration on your mind, only in the best ways. Secretly I'm anxious, cause the thirst's never been mutual. It's unusual that someone like you thinks I'm beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, what we had was beautiful. Remember when he said the things that I would do to you with just a couple seconds. I would color every moment, make it feel like it's forever, baby. I'm coming over so you can start undressing. I hope this is my chance to finally make a good impression on you. On you. But just when you think you have forever, he has you lost in your emotions, and you hate feeling so alone. And now you're simping cause you know you shouldn't have stayed until the morning. It wasn't worth all of the heartache, it wasn't worth all of the pleasure. Cause you were once a diamond, he made you feel like buried treasure, I guess. Nothing lasts forever, nothing lasts forever, baby. Nothing lasts forever. The things
things I love to do to you with just a couple seconds. You colored every moment, made it feel like it's forever. And after a while, we lost the real connection. And I realize there's others using the time we ain't been spending no more. No more. I'm still lost, holding in all of the anger at the bottom of the ocean. And I thought you'd be my savior. I was distracted, unaware of his behavior. But when I started drowning, I didn't know he was the anchor.
Drinking your glass, you're drinking it fast. I'm watching you dance, you're watching my hands. Throw it back, babe. Give it to me, don't hold back, babe. If your friends could see you right now, not lying, girl, I bet they'd wanna be you right now. Your body's taking no.
I don't know how that track made you feel, but it made me feel like a trip back to the early 2000s.
The best.
You're best. An advocate of the early 2000s.
I am.
Y2K. Okay,
so this track, by the way, was that we just played. Well, we did it back to back, actually. We did Pigment by H.E.R., Her, off the album of the same name, Pigment. And then we did Sid with Body. And, man, that felt like some old school Ashanti track, you know?
Yeah, that was great. And Sid's the best, right?
Sid is killing it, yeah. Sid is like just soloing it now.
Yeah,
right?
I think she's still with the internet, but this was her first time doing her own solo stuff, and it's definitely like a solid, very very solid album. Obviously, I prefer like the group together, like with her and her brother, like Taco is there's just the rest of them, right? They're all like super fun, and like I like the dynamic and stuff, but like this was definitely like more serious, and like I think on another song, I think Over, like, and like all around me, I think those are like very talking about home and everything, and like how like she likes her homies around her and everything, and like it's a very very good album, at least. So yeah, definitely Sid is a very good artist.
I like that idea of just like talking about, yo, like it's about the homies you have around you, kind of stuff. The relatable stuff, man.
Yeah,
very good stuff.
And those vocals are just like floating over that spacey beat. That's really good.
The beat was like truly well produced, like very layered and textured, but at the same time, given room for that voice to really let it shine and like just work with it rather than overpower it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I really walked that line.
Yeah.
Like, so well.
But, like, speaking of, like, walking that perfect line between, like, you know, the voice and the beat just melding together, we got a great track by a Canadian, that too, Daniel Caesar with Cali Uchis, the song
Bae.
Get You.
Daniel Caesar.
Man.
DC.
You've heard, Megan, I'm sure you've heard this track, right? Like, out of curiosity.
Are you just like 300?
Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Danny is.
Is he Canadian?
He is Canadian. Is Toronto. Six. From your hood.
Yeah. We're the best.
Best friends, right? You know him.
You didn't even sound excited.
The best.
No. Daniel Caesar is like one of the. He's one of the best talents to come out of Toronto, I would say.
T Dot.
And.
The Six.
we got a six goddess up in here. It makes the rules about like who gets to use the T dot. Okay, what's actually cringier? People who are not from
604
saying the six, or them saying T dot. Is one worse than the other?
Just go through all the
Nobody
names.
Nobody says T
dot. No. Oh. I swear, like some rappers.
I'm pretty sure Drake has used
Didn't
the word T dot.
Didn't people used to say T dot before Drake made Six a thing?
Yeah,
I think Drake used to use T dot
before.
I
haven't heard anyone use it in a long time. Mm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Interesting.
Yeah. Must be old crusty folks.
old people
old
like me.
Crusty folks like us now. Just reaching my twilight years here with the T dot references.
But are people like calling Toronto the Six like with like a lot of sincerity?
Like, not ironically.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that started off as ironic, but now has become unironic.
I've gotten into it, too, I was going to say. Like,
it works.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
It fits real well. There's so many area codes, and there's a lot of sixes in it.
Oh, come on. You know, Drake, you know, like, if there's one thing he's good at, he's good at making things, like, catch. He's like a phenom setter, man.
I think that's a good way of describing him. Like
just a trend setter, but he straight up started a phenomenon with the Six.
You can have
as well.
Yeah. Like every single thing
saying now too.
Every single album he's had, like he says something in like a line somewhere and it becomes a thing. Like he's like very, very, you can say anything you want about him, but like at least you know that like
Lem means.
That's what I'm saying. So like, it's like okay, people just.
But see, this is the thing. Now he's becoming more like fake Jamaican.
Well, but that's the thing. But like, it becomes a thing. Like, even though like it wasn't like before he made that album, right? So like, I don't know. I just feel like
I think it was in Toronto. People in Toronto. Actually, have you interacted with folks who like actually talk patois style like that at all?
I'm sure they are. Yeah, okay. It's just like I like mainstream.
Maybe you have to go to like,
you know?
like a certain few. Neighborhood or area.
A few, yeah.
Okay.
Certain neighborhoods. And then also like on More Life, he samples like some dudes in Brampton who make these like YouTube videos, and they're the ones like doing a lot of, like the patois shit, even though they're the they're like South Asians in Brampton, but they're appropriating the patois in a way.
Interesting. There's like multi appropriation.
So is Drake appropriating from appropriators? Whoa, dude, this is appropriation. I don't even know.
I don't even want to think about it.
That's
honestly
a lot. That makes my head hurt. Let's do
Daniel
something
Caesar.
That makes our heads, you know, much more joyful.
Daniel Caesar, he did Paradise. He did like a bunch of other songs. Paradise was with Bad Bad Not Good, as we all know. And yeah, there's a bunch of other songs. Like, I can't think of any right now, but he's good. I swear to God, he's good. yes.
Man, even by the Christ, you will swear.
Get You by Daniel Caesar, coming right up, hot and fresh.
Take us to heaven.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it. Ooh, who would have thought I'd get you? Memories now. If you got someone,
just be my lover. Boy, you lead me to paradise.
Right. That was Daniel Caesar with Get You with Caliuges.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. See, I knew Megan had actually known the song. It's just like you might forget the name. I'm like that all the time. I forget the name of the track. But like, yeah, it's a dope tune. And it's great to see like Canadian talent producing songs like that, man. Songs like that. Oh, man. So, Ola, man, like what do you got coming up next for us? Like you got some interesting choices, I see. BJ the Chicago Kid. What's the track by him you chose?
Yeah, it's called Wait Till the Morning. I think it's it goes like, can we go all the way? I really hope you can stay. And it's like very
you got a nice voice.
Thank you. But like it's, I think he's like telling a girl like, oh yeah, like stay overnight or something, you know. It's like it's very, very cutesy and stuff. But I think there's like also like the rap and everything, and it's like it has like a nice jazz band going on with that, so it's nice. Very, very interesting. River Tiber and Daniel Caesar again did West
back to back.
Yeah, so I mean you can't get enough of Daniel Caesar, right? From T-Dot. Okay, so yeah, me and John actually just got proof that T-Dot was a thing. Just putting that out.
And like,
there.
Oh, no, but like, yeah, a just current relevant.
Just putting.
I never said it wasn't a thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
Current relevant. Sure, thing. We just
saw, what's your definition of current?
Oh, that's true. It was like 2016. I saw some dudes. He's hold on, man. I can explain it better than that. I can explain better than that. Give me a second. Hold on.
That was the worst.
Some guys did it. Some guys last year, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I'm not going to trust that evidence on any level.
From The Fader. These are the Toronto YouTubers Drake sampled on
The Fader is a credible source, actually. Fader. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
The title of the video Drake was sampling was T-Dot Goonscrap DVD. T-Dot. And they were the ones with all that BS patois shit where they're not really... like, that's not really them. They're, like, taking the voice to try and make comedy out of it, and Drake sampled that. But that's what that is.
I know what
like,
the Vancouver equivalent is.
What is it?
Surrey Jack. Jack is, like, the equivalent of goon... goon what? Goon snap?
T-Dot.
Goon scrap.
Man's getting jersey.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's all over Drake's new playlist, by the way. That kind of patois. So there we go. Now we know the source of it. Cool, man. Like
that had to be like the stupidest way to get into a back and forth again about T-Dot versus the Six.
Yes. So we're going back.
I'm glad we did it.
Yes.
Clearly it was worth it. It went from some dudes in 2016 to The Fader. I was like... Huge difference there. But thanks for clarifying that, bud.
Yeah, that's why
we're going to let
some
you get
some really great investigative journalism.
I'm on it.
John,
that's
man.
Why they get
drag him.
Yo, please actually explain what drag him.
It's a thing.
I'm sorry,
man.
I didn't
it's
know.
Like,
what, no, but what do you
well,
mean
it was,
by
it was,
that?
It was
How
a,
do you use it?
It was a thing, right? So it's like when, like, you know, like when people come up with their pitchforks and stuff, and they like kind of like snatch your hair off or something. Like when they like when they like
that doesn't happen on
no,
the
no,
regular.
No, it's just like it's usually like on a Twitter or something or like
oh,
online.
When everybody's like ganging
yeah,
up
when everybody's
on
like
one
when
guy.
Everyone, like, yeah, some, okay. like when everybody's talking about something and then like someone like comes in and like butts in and like says something stupid and everybody just like goes in and it was like drag him
roasting someone.
Yeah, it's like while you're roasting them, you drag your
extreme version of a roast.
It's like kind of what people scream while people are roasting somebody else.
Oh,
like they've already been knocked down. And
yeah, it's and dragged. They're being dragged. Yeah, like,
oh,
drag
so
him.
It does have that like little medieval connotation. To it. Like, you shall be quartered.
I'm kind of actually explaining to you guys. Come on, you guys need to be like in with the youth.
This
you
is
know?
Why it's
like,
my favorite hip hop show. We get into like explaining like slang.
Yeah, it's like to like lexicon. The to like the older people. You
yeah.
know? Like,
oh, it's medieval, is it?
All I'm saying is, you know, that sounds like some medieval punishment. And you, but you know,
drag
this,
him.
This is the meme. The meme culture of today is just like, yo, whatever, man. Anything is up for lols. Like,
I feel like in 50, not even 50 years, like 5 years, like memes might actually be a language. I swear, like it's like we've reached almost like singularity.
Bro, you might be right. Like we talk in memes
like,
now.
People, like I've seen people like literally use GIFs just to communicate and emojis and like.
So
memes.
Is emoji language?
Yeah. Emoji, yes, memes, like GIFs, like just using that, like not GIFs actually using like actual words, but like using...
We've all got a friend like that. We've all got a friend who will be on the group chat and only responds in
memes.
Yeah,
there we go. Like I say 5 years, GIFs. Like the language will develop. It's not complex enough, but it's going to be like enough for like, hello, goodbye, you know, like
well,
all that stuff.
Think
and
about
then,
it.
Like,
it's like
yeah.
a more, it's just like hieroglyphics times a
yeah,
million.
Yeah, there we go, there we go. It's like, yeah, but both like, stickers, both like roll safe and like a bunch of other like, you know, cool people, you know, mm-hmm. it's like pop culture, right? So, I don't know.
Oh,
it might
man.
Be a thing.
This is my group chat. It's chock full of just...
What's the most recent GIF or meme in your group chat?
What's like, your group chat's name?
Oh, this guy eating popcorn right there. I don't know.
Is he like watching drama?
That's John Stewart, not just some guy.
John Stewart. I can say some guy about YouTubers from Brampton. You can't some guy John
Rohit,
Stewart.
Rohit. This is another Sachin Tendulkar situation.
No, this is worse. Okay, Sachin Tendulkar situation is like very forgiving because like that's an Indian.
You should tell them the Sachin Tendulkar story.
Oh man. Okay, now I gotta say this.
Is this a safe story for the
Megan story? Almost got accidentally catfished. No, because, okay, here's why. So this was for a story that we were working on, right? And basically, we needed to get some research done and stuff. So we're in that phase of, like, reaching out to people. So she found this, like, dude who's, like, you know, some... What was his position or what was his expertise?
He was just somebody we want to talk to. I forget. Not the point of the story.
Anyways.
I feel like that's important context. I don't
know. He's an expert.
Expert.
Let's put
okay,
it that
way. Okay, cool, cool,
he's
cool.
An expert of some kind.
Yeah, he was like a source for a story, and we thought he'd be good to talk to.
Okay.
Right. So she makes contact with the guy, and, you know, it's all going to be set up. And then she tells me, you know, like, this guy is actually kind of cute. And I was like, oh, really? Like, do you have a picture or something? Like, is he on LinkedIn, Facebook? So she shows me his face. I think it was his Facebook profile, right? Or was it?
It was his WhatsApp.
It's WhatsApp, yeah. Sorry. WhatsApp profile. So on his WhatsApp picture, I see a face that looks very familiar to me. And I just think of the name Sachin Tendulkar. And I look it up and I show Megan the face that it's the same face. Sachin Tendulkar is a very famous Indian cricket batsman. He's like legendary. He's like the Barry Bonds
wow,
of India.
So you were like chatting with a batsman.
Well, no, that's the thing. This guy used the picture, that guy. He just had it up on his
the
profile.
The picture and the name?
No, 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 not
okay,
the name.
Okay, okay,
but
okay.
He just had that. I mean, that's very deceiving.
It's like the Bart Simpson using Gordie Howe to catfish
Edward Kabopple. Dude, it's like... I know that reference. Dude, that's actually an apt reference for this. Like, this guy, like, probably fools poor women all over the world. Like, it's like, wow, maybe this guy is, like, this beautiful, charming man from India. I'll give him a chance. And then you see his real picture, and he's like, no, man, not even
sorry,
close.
Did you eventually see his real picture?
Yes, we did. And it was very different. Like, not even close to Sachin Tendulkar. He's a handsome man by any standard. But Megan then found the truth one day, and I died laughing. We both died laughing.
I used to work with someone who did that kind of stuff. Her LinkedIn picture was some, like, actress. And she's like, because people respond better to me when I do this.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Professionally.
Yeah, professionally.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to, like, out this person and, like, where we worked, because, like, that'd be...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
God.
Like, what the fuck is wrong
yeah.
with you?
No,
that's like, playing
that's
a
actually,
dangerous
that's actually,
game.
That's actually scarier about the industry. Like, how shitty does the industry need to be for
no,
you
is
to
she
want
doing
to do
it,
that?
She's doing it for real. Like, not some weird, ironic joke. Like, she's doing this yeah. as a strategy to get yeah. a job.
And like,
what is she going to do when they fucking come to
well,
the
they've, and they've, a well-known... they've probably hired her by then. Or they have gotten
the
her for an interview.
That she chooses?
Mila Kunis?
So she's like one of the most well-known actresses.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to take this person who no one would possibly get us to do. And like, Yeah, unbelievable, right?
That's, yeah, Megan's got a really good point. It's Mila Kunis, not like some rando model or something.
I don't know, it depends on what circles you are in. Because I think Mila Kunis is kind of obscure-ish a little bit, No, hold on. Like, this is like, just hear me out.
We're talking about somebody in Canada and US, you know, like, that, it's not obscure.
Yeah, but like, there's people, like, I don't know, I think there's people in Canada that don't know who Mila Kunis is.
Okay,
I would argue that. Seriously.
You're absolutely right. I'm just saying it's like, it's definitely a riskier choice.
It's a risky, it's like 50-50, you know, like, they might know, they might not, you know, like, that. I don't know.
This is how Avi was to me, and this is great radio, by the way. But someone pretend to like be like on the computer on LinkedIn, and I'm coming into work.
Okay.
Hey, what the fuck's that on your screen? Why are you fucking Mila Kunis? That's fucking ridiculous. That's not you.
That's
some dumb shit.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But then at that point, couldn't you say like, well, my profile picture is Mila Kunis. Everybody knows who that is. Why would you think I was actually Mila Kunis?
Mm-hmm. You can gaslight them. Yes, yes, exactly. Fantastic strategy.
That's equally bad, if not worse. Yeah.
Okay. I think we've talked for like 10 minutes.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
We're going to go right back into the music.
Let's go to River Tiber.
Cool.
Song's called West, featuring our boy, Daniel Caesar. Let's get it.
On the road, nowhere to go, the bluest note, I speak in code. So only know on what you hold and hold you on till I come home. If I come home, 'cause I'm flowing west.
Wait till the morning. I know you can tell her. know I was wrong.
Nigga, duh, hell yeah.
I gotta tell her though I'm not bold enough. Even though I know I'm old enough. Loving her like I did before just ain't enough. Only a fool would do the same thing. So I'm gonna call that place that I know she like. Tell them to hook it up, pop in my truck. Every red light's a green light. Then I pull up, run up to the door. Had to be about midnight. And I knew what it was when that phone rang. And now I'm trying to fix it all, but you trying to tell it all. Can we just hold this off?
Please.
Wait till the morning. I know I did a rock bad. You trying to cut us off? Can we just hold this off?
Wait
till the morning.
Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Yo, 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 this is Soul Sandwich featuring Ola, yours truly, Rohit, John Woodside, another guy whose name is?
Hi, I'm Alex.
Yeah, that's right. Alex Kim's in the studio now with us. And of course, Megan Devlin joining for, I think, the first time. But, you know, she's been contributing here and there. She's going to take a little break, you know, chime in when she likes, but like
she's making all these like hand signals, like
no. It's funny because she already did like she laid down some like wisdom and some for fire us, and, like, and some hot takes.
Set the record straight sometimes, you know, like
we grilled John Woodside on his lack of sources at first for 2016 some guy for proof of T-Dot being a thing. It's like, yo, 2016 some guys.
Yeah, some guys said it last year, man. Like, recent.
It's definitely recent, man.
And then followed up by Megan not knowing who Jon Stewart was, but that's a whole nother thing, and we will catch you up on that on next episode.
Don't put her on blast.
And just to recap, sorry, everything Megan's done today, we're
changing the name from our Soul Sandwich to our roast Megan.
I'm so glad that we established the definition of dragged earlier today.
Oh yes,
lovely.
That was a good one.
Like, thank you. Use that word in a sentence or in a radio show. There you go. There's the definition.
Yo, but other than like dope new words to the lexicon, we have also played some fire tunes from Soul Sandwich host Ola's playlist. Just like a nice mix of crooning and summer tunes, like crooners and summer tunes, that kind of music.
Summer tunes.
Not at all related to the holiday that's
No, there's nothing. I don't know what's going on today. I have no idea what you're talking about. Absolutely.
Kids these days, I don't know what they get up to.
Good bit.
So now we're getting on to Captain Stupido. Or actually, no, wait. We got another track before that.
Yeah, let's do No Name first.
No Name. Yeah. Not like that President's Choice No Name. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I'm sorry. That's lame. That's a Canadian. That's
okay, I will
Canadian.
Fight you right now if you don't stop. Like, stop that. I swear to God.
A much better No Name.
No Name, yes. Great artist. Does a lot of, like, spoken word music kind of stuff. She did some stuff with Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Would it be fair to say that Chance actually, like, kind of... shone the spotlight on her or like discovered her even, or is that like too much?
I think that might be a bit of a stretch. He did obviously give a little bit like of a push, but like I think she had like her own like thing going on in Chicago.
Yeah, like she would have done it without him probably, but like being on Acid Rap, was it? Like, that's good. I
think being on Acid Rap and being on what's the latest one? Coloring Books. I think she was also like featured on that as well. So like she would have come out anyways, but those just kind of like put her in like the mainstream like faster.
But I mean,
or something,
you can hear a kind of Chance influence to her.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, like they both did spoken word at the same place.
Right.
So like they have like
fair.
They definitely have like very very similar like they're in the same vein and wavelength, right? So definitely a cool person.
Yet another dope artist from
dope
Chicago.
Artist from Chicago. Like I think I have like maybe three. There's like three, four artists on here that are from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So
it's Chicago's time.
Yeah, it's Chicago's time. Yeah, exactly.
Is it Atlanta's time? I don't know. Or is that dead?
Hey man, it goes in waves. Can be both their times.
Well, I guess they're just two different fields, right? Like I think Atlanta is more just like trap and like.
Oh, I know they're
like
different, but I'm saying which one is the more dominant force? I would say now it's still trap for.
Yeah, it's definitely still like I know like Migos is like still. Whew. You have to breathe a little because, like, they're making so much money and, like, hitting so many, like, bars and milestones, right? Like, I think, and, like, also Lil Yachty and, like, Future.
Yeah,
and, like,
we were just talking about how Lil Yachty was, like, an ironic
Savage,
thing for some people.
Yeah.
And now it's become, like, no, I genuinely enjoy
like,
this.
Like, I genuinely, like, feel happy when I hear that 19-year-old boy making money. Like, he deserves everything and more.
Yeah.
He deserves happiness.
I hope he gets
Lil Yachty. He's just a 19-year-old.
Yeah, it's great. He's great. I like him so much. Let's go right into it.
Let's get right into
it.
Yeah.
Sunny Duet.
Sunny Duet by No Name.
Have a name. name and look like butterflies and Hennessy. I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch a play a move. Or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. Know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar. Blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning. It's raining and storming. Approach me with caution. I come with a warning.
Sweep me off my feet. I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior. From this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is so crazy.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown, summertime, delight, delight. Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you'd like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name's just a name, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain, it's been so common lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
I feel weird. Comb your beard, brush your teeth. Still feel weird. Feed your meat, go to sleep.
What an ending. What an ending to that track.
I was laughing so hard I forgot how to like turn on the mics.
Levels were a mystery to you.
I think I was remembering like the old one. The old station.
Yeah.
I was like, where you just press it twice or something. Mm-hmm. And like that's what I was like doing. But
now we got light up buttons, man.
Yeah, we got light cool up red buttons.
We in the future. So we just played Sunny Duet by No Name, and right after that, Captain Stupido by Thundercat.
Yes, I want to hear what y'all think about this one, because like
this was such a weird Thundercat, exactly. He does that, and I'm gonna say like I'm not a fan when he does that. I'm not like one of those people that's like at the show. I saw him live when he pulled those tracks out. I didn't know what to think. I was just kind of like, I'm not hype into this, but
so yeah. Okay, so my thing with Thundercat...
You're a pretty big fan, right?
I love Thundercat, but here's my thing with him. And he did this a lot at the live show too, but he like every live show is basically the same. He takes the song and then he's like kind of playing it and then turns it into a 10-minute solo.
Solo. Like, yeah, it's solo. It's just like exact. There you go.
And like it can be sick, but like I'm kind of over it.
It can get a bit much. Excessive,
yeah.
Right?
But then like yeah, he does kind of do these like dumb songs a lot, but sometimes his dumb songs are really good, right? Like
what's a good example?
Tron song off of one of the earlier albums is a dumb song about his cat. And he's like just singing about his pet cat, and it's like a love song to his cat. The music video is weird; involves like cat anuses and things.
Okay, that's really weird. Okay.
So like it's some stupid Thundercat stuff. Yeah, but it's like a pretty good song.
Interesting choice. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why like cat anus was the first thing that came to my mind from that video, but I mean,
it's memorable. If you've seen
the video, it's memorable. Like, yeah, there you go.
I can understand why it was the first thing you might remember, but. Yeah. Okay, maybe not the first. I don't know why that's the first.
Well, the first thing was like, that song exists. Second thing about the song, cat anuses. So.
Yeah, that's fair. He's also called Thundercat. So maybe that means something.
That's a good point.
Maybe that means something. Yeah, so that was Thundercat with Captain Stupido of his album, Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
We have now with, she has a song with Kate Renata. That's what we're going to play next. Get to Know Ya.
Who's it by? Who's
now? She's a British singer songwriter. That's pretty much everything you need to know. You can just listen to it. She does a lot of like covers and just songs. She writes stuff, but she also like this this particular album, For All We Know, was done like a bunch of different remixes, and then Kate Renata came on a song she did before on her like other album. So yeah, it's just like it's really cool. You should check it out, everybody.
We're about to give it to the people.
Yeah.
Get to Know Ya, Kate Renata, and Now.
wanna get to know ya. Cause you don't even know me. Just wanna get to know ya.
Italian meals, what a change. Wonderland is amazing, it ain't it, ain't it? Been partying for days on the same shit, same shit. Never mind who I came with, man, I never ever wanna leave. Let me stay, let me stay. What a wizard I am, bitch, I'm the man, no scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck all your plans, let's go. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it? Perfect, yeah, picture perfect. Colors of the images are inverted or for a purpose. I say this shit loud and clear for you all, and I know you heard it. I know you're learning ways of this place, and you show your concerns, and I understand how you feel, but fuck how you feel. You can only eat if you hunt, and are you willing to kill? Mercy is never shown, and damn it, it's all I've known. Remember to pay your debts. This shit is some Game of Thrones. What I wanna know is right now, was you with me? Come fuck with me here, there's no life for you in the city. I can show you magic, I swear this shit is so trippy. Only you can have it, let's make a deal quick. On some real shit. All it takes is for you to hear and to feel this.
What a wizard I am, bitch, I'm the man, no scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck all your plans, let's go. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it? Never ever wanna leave, let me stay in. I'm in party, please, I'm a station.
I'm in party.
They get off. Fuck around and get your whole face bit off. Sinister, spit truth like a minister. So until I'm a monster, when it's the right time, nighttime, nigga trying to creep and keep from dying in these motherfucking streets. Fuck the police. from a black man's point of view. Spray that shit, say that shit. We right in front of you, each and every one of you. I'm not gonna tell y'all niggas what we gonna do, but whatever y'all did, put two on it and put a foot on your neck with a shoe on it. Resident Evil, it's all on camera and they still don't believe you. Clowning around, don't come your clown ass round here, nigga, you gon' get down. Real talk, I'm leaving all you clown ass niggas outlined and sharp. Stay black, pay back, from way back, I'm the homie, but the motherfucking homie don't play now.
We'll fall, this is down, to you all. When the night, time falls, this the final call. It's the final call.
The final call. See, reparations will be taken for all of the shit that you motherfuckers done did. Now, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, huh? Motherfuckers, trip this. Cut the motherfuckers off the leash. It's been a week since my dogs ate, let them eat. See, I'ma tell you up front and uncut. See, I'ma stand up, nigga. I'ma man up, nigga. Get what I gotta get. A bitch nigga gon' talk a whole lot of shit, which is the main reason why you stuck around. And I don't fuck around. I'm blowing new purple in a new circle. I don't wanna hurt you, but I'll disperse you and send you back to the earth you came from. Game gun, same one that I used in another galaxy. Actually, it's all fact to me. If I ruled the world, would it come back to me? Black to me, with my hand on that thing. I'm from the home of the brave, land of the gang.
Okay, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Soul Sandwich with your boys and gal. Sorry, I apologize. This is a sexism in the studio.
It's okay, you're overthinking it.
Okay, cool. I'm overthinking it. Cool. Yes, this was Soul Sandwich. We're broadcasting to you live from the unceded Musqueam territory. We just heard BBNG Lavender off their album 4, but it was a remix with your boy Snoop Dogg. We're not going to talk about 420. We're not, like, or whatever references. We're going to go straight into Kendrick Lamar. This is like, because he's like the patron saint of, like,
yes,
the like that stuff, yeah, that we chose not to talk about.
God,
today.
At the moment, really, yeah. If you ask me, like,
he's kind of one of the patron saints, at least.
That definitely. Album.
He's on like the Mount Rushmore of those types of
there
rappers.
We go. Yeah. But we'll go straight into your boy Kendrick.
Yeah, man, because this track,
Kung
DNA.
Kung Fu Kenny.
He is my boy.
He is now officially with K-Dot. This album, though. He's made like beat change-ups in a track like normal.
DNA.
Like, that used to be like, whoa, what? Like, a rapper like did like 2-3 flows on a beat. That's like something that was reserved for like MF Doom.
Yeah.
But now it's like, yo, Kendrick has like taken that to a whole album level.
Yeah. What about you, John? What do you think?
I like that beat change-ups are becoming more common.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of like reflects that hip hop is just in a super cool space right now. It's just so much more dynamic, so many more interesting things going on. I think the album's really cool overall.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if this is like a knock on it or anything, but I think it's less cohesive than his other projects, which
yes.
I think might actually be a good thing, because if he kept trying to do like a whole story as an album, it
there
might kind of get, you know, cliche.
Yeah.
I was gonna say this is. Maybe less cohesive than Good Kid, Mad City, but it's almost as listenable as that one is. Mm. Like, I don't bump to Pimp a Butterfly on the regular. There's tracks from it, like singles from it, that don't get me wrong. Like, All Right comes on and I'm hype, but I'm just saying, like, this album, damn, like, I can easily listen to it as a cohesive, front to back kind of listen from beginning to end, but I could also just pick out a random track here and there and I know I'm going to have a good time in the ride, like, in the whip, cruising.
Yeah, I definitely think it was the hardest he's ever rapped. I definitely think that, like, in terms of, like, if you're talking about just intensity, like, how it was on Good Kid, Mad City, like, that, it definitely feels like that. But then, like, if you're talking about, like, you know, how meticulously he put it together and, like, you know, the artisticness of it, like, I think definitely To Pimp a Butterfly was definitely, like, the best, if you think about it in terms of that.
But it was also, like, a bit out there and abstract.
There we go. Yeah,
and
it was very good
the
way it is.
Which was, like, experimental
and
cool. And, like, I kind of appreciated it in that, like, more critical manner, but like I think in a just purely like, yo, what do I want to put on in my car? Which track am I gonna not skip? It's gonna be tracks from this album.
And
Damn.
What song are we playing?
So DNA, we're gonna end it off here.
Yep.
This has been a good fun time at Soul Sandwich, and we'll let you know when the next one hits. So just stay tuned, folks. Coming up next, we got live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with your man and good old host Ben. So just stick around for that because it's going to be good.
Yeah, live show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish y'all shoot a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And pessimist, I've struck my nerves. And that's a riff from the bleeding case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside
my DNA.
This is why
I say that hip hop has done more damage to young and savage Americans than racism and racism.
This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I diss with you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Peaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the Venner. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never owned. I don't camera set, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to pull it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.